Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the handsomest man of all? Now, take your time. I'll turn around here. You ready? Here we are. Handsome Freddy.
Hiya, Fred.
Come on in.
How'd you like my secret knock?
Secret knock?
Yeah, that was 2 heavy ones, 3 light, and 4 quick ones. That's so you could tell that it's me and not some crazy burglar knocking at the door.
Now, why would some burglar go around knocking on somebody's door?
That's what makes him crazy. Say, Fred, how come you all dressed up?
Huh? It's Saturday night. I'm going over to Donna's.
Donna? Fred, I thought we was going to watch the award show tonight.
Award show?
Yeah.
Another one? Which one is it this time?
Well, Fred, this is the one that we've been waiting on. It's the Best Monster Movie Awards.
Well, listen, is Gork up for anything?
Oh, yeah. He's up for the most painful death from a single bite by a swamp monster.
I'd love to be here with you, Grady, but I gotta go over to Donna's. I got a date with an angel.
Got a date with an angel. Dee-dee-dee-ba-ba.
Hey, what's happening, Grady?
Hi, Lamar. Come on, Pop, I'll drive you over to Donna's.
Okay, son. Hey, Grady, you go ahead and watch as long as you want to. I'll be back shortly, huh?
Okay. Say, thanks, Fred. Say, is it all right if I help myself to a snack during the commercial?
Why is it, Grady? You always wait till you get over here to get hungry.
Well, Fred, maybe that's because you parked the truck out in the front. And now everyone knows that they serve good food where truck drivers stop.
Donna, darling, it's Ready Freddy.
Fred, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, what I'm doing here? It's Saturday night, ain't it? You belong to me, and I belong to you. And who belongs to this cigar?
Fred, that cigar belongs to my date tonight.
A date? I mean, you got a lot of nerve having a date on Saturday night.
Well, Fred, I'm sorry, but you didn't say anything about coming over tonight. And after all, you don't own me.
I know I don't own you, but I made 9 years' worth of payments. I mean, where is he? Where is this guy? Bring him out here. I'll face him man to man, fist to fist, and face to face. Just bring him on out here, show him to me. That's all. Just... Hey, say, listen, buddy. You lucky. I was going to give you some of these across your lips. But it's against my principle to hit a man with glasses.
Lou, this is Fred Sanford. Fred, meet Lou Turner.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, I'm sure.
Why don't we all have a nice glass of wine? I'll get the glass.
What are you trying to do there? I mean, you don't get no milk out of that. Listen, Lou, let me make this as simple as possible for you. See, Donna and I don't stand on all that old etiquette stuff, so you can feel free at any moment to get the hell out of here.
Fred, that's not polite. Please, please sit down. Here, Fred. Here's some nice imported wine Lou brought over from his liquor store.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't drink nothing. Ain't got no label on it.
I put the wine in the decanter to allow it to breathe. Breathe. That is correct. You see, fine wines must be decanted. They have a limited life in the bottle. 5 years for white wine, 50 to 60 for Burgundy, and approximately 50 to 100 for Bordeaux.
And 3 days for 7-Up.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
That's the most ridiculous thing you ever heard? Is it?
Fred, look at this, pamphlet Lou brought over. It's all about the Senior Olympics this year.
What's that?
Athletic events for persons of 50 and over.
I remember that. On your mark, get set, ready, keel over.
Well, Sanford, for your information, in order to participate in the Senior Olympics, one must be sound of mind, fleet of foot, and in excellent physical condition. I do 100 push-ups every day.
Well, here, add another to that. Shove your lips up your nose.
Fred? Lou won the decathlon last year.
And I have every intention of winning it again this year.
Listen, I've had enough of this chit-chat. Now, Donna, you got to make a decision. Now, who do you want? Me, who's been faithful for you all these years, or this wine old come lately?
Now, look here. You look here, Sanford.
No, buddy, you look here. Listen, you want me to decant my fist upside your face?
Act like a fool.
Who's a fool? Say that outside to me. Come on outside and say that.
I'd be happy to.
Well, come on in.
Lou, Fred.
Don't worry about nothing. I'll take care of myself.
Oh.
Kid,
Fred.
Wow, Fred. Fred, you just missed it. Gawk won.
Whoopee the Gawk.
But he wasn't there, so Godzilla accepted for him.
You know why Gawk wasn't that great? Because Gawk was over to Donna's with a decanter.
Oh, you mean that there was another man at Donna's house?
Yeah, some old guy named Lou Turner.
I sure would have loved to have heard you just cuss him out and punch him in the mouth and wipe up the floor with him.
You know, Brady, I got too much dignity to be fighting in front of Donna.
Oh, you mean Big Lou Turner.
Yeah, the one at the Catlon, his senior decathlon last year. Mm. I think I lost Donna to him forever.
You know, he wins the decathlon every year. As a matter of fact, he's in it all alone this year. Everybody's afraid of him.
Well, I ain't afraid of him.
Oh, okay, then it's settled. You enter the decathlon, and then we...
Decathlon? Me in the decathlon?
Right.
Forget that, Grady. I'm not going to get in no decathlon until I get one thing straightened out.
No, what's that, Fred?
What is decathlon?
That's where they have 10 events. You know, like the 400-meter run and the high jump and the hurdles, the javelin, the shot put, and the 50-yard dash.
Right to the hospital in intensive care.
Well, Fred, I mean, don't you want to win Donna back? I mean, after all, faint heart never won fair lady.
And stopped heart never did too good either.
You got one thing going for you that Lou doesn't have.
What's that?
Me as your coach.
Oh.
Come on, Fred. Remember, this is for Donna now.
Yeah, for Donna.
Fred, you can do it.
I can do it, Grady.
Yeah. And when she sees you win that gold medal.
Yeah.
You'll be first in her heart forever.
Yeah, Grady.
Yeah, you can do it,
yeah.
Fred.
At 40 yards.
The javelin.
The sprint, the javelin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The broad jump. Yeah, Grady.
Do you believe that you
can
do it? Yeah. Do you believe that you can do it?
I believe I can do it, Grady.
Do you know that you can do it?
I know I can do it.
Do you have all the confidence in the world that you can do it?
Got the confidence, Grady.
Great! Then I'll bet you $5 he kills you.
Hey, Lamont. Come on down, son. Breakfast time. Ding dong, ding dong. Open your eyes, son, and said, hi, world.
What's going on down here? That's what I really like. You know, a lot of screaming and...
Oh, how do I look, son?
Like an old hot dog with mustard and ketchup on it. You're really being ridiculous with this Olympic stuff, Pop. This is not going to impress Donna, not at all. It's not going to impress her one bit.
Listen, son, you're entitled to your thoughts, and if you want to be entitled to your teeth, you shut up.
All right, you can say anything you want to. Just don't scream no more, because I'm not awake yet, all right?
Okay.
Come on, Lamont!
Shh! All right, baby, Lamont didn't wake up yet.
Oh, okay, Fred, I can understand that. Shh. Breakfast is ready.
We're gonna have to get some castor oil to catch this.
Well, how about we have a little orange juice?
Hey, Grady, I thought you said this was orange juice.
Mama, I said that was a little orange juice. Now, the rest of it is turnip nectar, horseradish juice, and the essence of collard greens.
You know, Pop, you're going about this whole thing wrong, man. If you want to get in shape, why don't you try taking a long walk every day?
You got a point there.
Well, I'm glad you finally realized that.
Well, listen, why don't you set example by starting off first? You take a long walk and start on the roof.
All right. Go ahead, be a wise guy, but don't say that I didn't warn you when you get yourself hurt, maybe seriously.
Oh, don't worry about me, son. When it's time to die, then I'll die for something worth dying for. Love. Like Romeo and Juliet. Bonnie and Clyde.
And I can Tina Turner.
I'm going in the kitchen where I can get some rest and some quiet and get myself.
Yeah, son, you're going in the kitchen and where it's nice and quiet.
Eat this stuff over here. This is...
Okay, Fred, I have a whole schedule of exercises for you, so I want to see you and the team out in the yard. All right, men, line up. Well, okay. First, we'll start off with 20 push-ups, Fred. Okay?
20
push-ups. All right, yeah. Now, you lie down on the ground. Go! One! One! Say, Fred, you mean you can't even do one push-up?
Would you please, one help me up?
All right, Fred. Okay, all right. Now we're gonna jump a little rope as soon as our head is over here. All right, we're going to jump a little rope because what this does is develop the legs and the bus line.
Men don't drop no rope. We don't know how to jump no rope, Grady.
Well, it's easy, Fred. I used to jump rope with my sister all the time.
I bet you got beat up a lot, too.
No, look, look, I saw you. Now, it's very, very simple, see? See, it's easy once you get the hang of it. See? Okay, now you try it.
I don't want to try no rope, nothing. I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we practice on the discus?
That's okay. Get the discus.
Okay.
That ain't no discus. It's a hubcap.
Well, just use it for practice, Fred.
I can't practice, but this is from my presidential collection.
Your presidential collection?
Yeah. See, this is a Ford, and I got one from a Lincoln, and if the next president is Rufus R. Toyota, I'll have three of them.
Okay, here's an old one over here.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
The discus. Now.
Discus.
Wow. You sure got a strong arm, Fred.
Yeah, you know, that's because that arm wrestling I always do. I'm the best at that.
Yeah, well, you sure gonna win that event.
Yeah.
And you probably win the boomerang event, too.
Hey. What shape is Grady?
Hi, y'all.
Say, Pop, there's your hubcap, man. I want you to know it just missed me.
Well, let me put it on the truck and try again.
No, man, don't do me no small favors. Say, why are you all dressed up like Fried Tuck?
Is that enough? Fred's practicing for the Senior Olympics, Rollo.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Hey, well, that's out of sight, man. Hey, good luck. Hey, look here, maybe by New Year's Day, they'll let you play in the Old Bowl.
Yeah, and tomorrow you can get in the Tidy Bowl.
Okay, Fred. Now we're going to practice the 50-yard sprint.
Sprint, Grady, you know I can't sprint no 50 yards.
Come on, Fred. Now, you want to win Donna back, don't you?
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, now, once you run down to the lamppost and back, all right?
Okay.
Wait a minute now. Okay.
Man, it's not enough that we have to go. Where is he, Grady?
Oh, Fred's out practicing the 50-yard sprint.
The 50-yard sprint? Grady, are you crazy? This has gone far enough now. This is it. He's got to put a stop to it. This is ridiculous.
Oh, okay, Lamont. Okay, we'll quit as soon as he comes back. He'll be back in a second.
Say, man, I thought you said 50 yards. I mean, where is he?
Oh, he'll be back.
How'd I do?
Go! Hey, Fred! Come on, you only got a half hour before the Senior Olympic Bowl starts.
I'll be right down. Did you make that phone call?
Everything is taken care of.
What phone call?
It's
the door. I'll get it.
I don't understand.
It's Olympic stuff, Grady. Oh, hi, Donna.
Hello, Lamont. Hi, Grady.
Oh, well, hi, I'm so glad you could come over. Listen, maybe you'll be able to talk some sense into my father.
Well, I'll try.
Please.
I didn't dream he was serious.
Come on, Fred!
Coming. I told you I was coming. I didn't come that loud. Oh, Donna. Lamont. Grady. Good to see y'all standing outside my locker room. You want my autograph?
No, but I'd like to have your head examined.
Fred, listen to me for a moment.
What, honey?
I came over here to tell you that what you're doing isn't necessary. You don't have to prove anything to me. Please, Fred, stop all of this.
Forget about that, Donna. It's time now that somebody took that loudmouth Lou down a few pegs. When I get through with him, his high's gonna be hurtling, his shot's gonna be put, and his bra's gonna be jumped.
Fred!
Well, listen, come on, Coach, let's go.
Uh, Maybe we should have gone to watch Fred.
No, I think we did the best thing by staying here. If we had gone down there, he would have just acted more silly than he did here. We did the best thing. But where could he be?
Oh, relax, Lamont. I'm sure he's just fine.
Yeah, I might as well.
Hi, Lamont. Donna.
Hi, is Fred all right?
Oh, he's fine.
Look at all those medals.
Huh? Hey, Pop, I can't believe that. Are those all real?
Of course they're real. Solid gold. And I'm having bronze. Are they picking up the light?
Now, look, everybody. See, now this one over here is for the decathlon. And all of these are for winning first place in all 10 events.
Hey, Pop, I'm really proud of you, Pop. I really am.
So am I.
Fred would have done much, much better if he'd have had somebody to compete against.
Good, Grady. Good, good. That was good, Grady.
You mean to tell me you were the only person in the whole Olympics? Huh?
Yeah.
What happened to Lou?
Chicken out. He's a weakling. He's a sissy.
Hello, Sanford.
He's a here.
I heard what happened. I came to offer my congratulations.
Very sporting of you, Lou.
Lou, what happened? Fred said you missed the Olympics.
I know, Donna. Just as I was leaving, someone called. Said they were going to hold up my establishment. I was obliged to stay.
Why, that's a shame.
Why, wow. That's a shame.
Yes, well, that's the break, Sanford. Can't win them all.
Yes, that's the breaks.
Funny thing, though. Fellow that called used a very strange expression. Goo, poobly, poo.
No, that's goo. Good goobly goo! Well, I guess I'll be leaving now.
Yeah, I guess I'll go in the closet and shut the door.
Just a moment.
Oh, I see you won the arm wrestling, too.
Yes.
Well, had I been in the decathlon, you may have given me a little competition, but both of us in the arm wrestling, Sanford, absolutely no competition whatsoever.
Are you challenging me to some arm wrestling? Is that what you're doing?
I believe your interpretation is correct.
Wait a minute, Mr. Turner.
That's quite all right, Lamont.
No, but see, the thing you don't know.
Trust me.
Is that this dude?
Fred, Lou, this is ridiculous.
I sprained my arm.
Oh, you poor thing. Here, let me help you.
Oh, you poor thing.
Lou, come. I'll take you to my house, and I'll put some heat on it, and then
I'll
take care of
it. Put some heat on it. Wait a minute, Donna. Wait a minute. Just a second here. I thought we were going to have a little celebration tonight. The thrill of victory and agony of defeat.
I'm sorry, Fred. We'll have to do that another time. It may take weeks before Lou's arm heals. Come on, Lou.
Yes, yes. It may take weeks before it heals, Sanford. Suppose I should be angry with you for tricking me out of the Olympics by that phony phone call, beating me at arm wrestling. But I realize you did it out of love for Donna. The mark of a true champion. I bow to you. I salute you.